WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have currently 5 degrees below zero under a clear to partly cloudy sky. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high near 18. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. A domestic situation early this morning in Montgomery County has resulted in an arrest. Sheriff's officials say deputies were called to a residence in the 100 block of West 2nd Street in Villisca shortly after midnight. Following a brief investigation, they took into custody 22-year-old Jesse A. Luft. Luft was charged with disorderly conduct and brought to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on a $300 cash bond. And a Red Oak woman was arrested Monday evening for violating the terms of a protective order. 43-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares was taken into custody at around 6:55 p.m. at a residence on East Maple Street in Red Oak. She was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Well, just weeks after a former police officer accidentally shot himself in his vehicle in the parking lot of the West Elementary School in Glenwood, the Glenwood School Board has unanimously approved a resolution to allow off-duty law enforcement officers to carry concealed firearms on school property. The Omaha World-Herald reports those officers, however, would first require district approval in order to do so. Superintendent Devin Embry told the paper approval would be given only to full-time peace officers in good standing. The resolution approved Monday by the board says the goal is to enhance the safety and security of students and teachers. Embry said school security was brought to light after an incident on January 24th when Douglas Trent Good, the father of a student at West Elementary, accidentally shot himself in the leg while waiting in his car. He was taken to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha and later released. Glenwood police arrested Good and charged him with carrying a weapon on school grounds, which is a Class D felony. If convicted, Good would face up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $7,500. He's scheduled to appear in court on February 19th. Good was a former Glenwood police officer who had taught training classes for people seeking permits to carry concealed weapons. As a former officer, Good would not have been allowed to carry a firearm on school property under the resolution approved Monday. The Mills County attorney says only on-duty law enforcement, military, correctional officers, or people authorized by the school district are currently allowed to carry a firearm on school property. The Glenwood Community School District currently has two officers who carry firearms on school grounds, a truancy officer from the Glenwood PD and a safety education officer from the Iowa State Patrol. It's not clear how soon schools in the district would begin to welcome off-duty officers carrying weapons or how those officers would apply for the required authorization to do so. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is investigating an attempted burglary which occurred sometime Friday or Saturday at the Anita Laundromat and Car Wash. Officials say a person or persons unknown entered the outer door of the business and attempted to pry the interior door open as well as the dollar bill change machine, causing $1,300 in damage. A similar attempt at the same business on January 22nd or 23rd caused about $300 damage. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is asking you to report any information you may have in connection to either incident to the Crime Stoppers hotline at 800-233-3336. It is a toll-free call and you can remain anonymous. You can also call the Sheriff's Office locally at 243-2206. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Harlan man had been arrested following an undercover drug buy. 20-year-old Dylan Hansen was arrested Sunday on a warrant issued February 7th for delivery of methamphetamine. Authorities say Hansen allegedly delivered a quantity of meth to an undercover agent of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. Hansen was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $50,000 bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they arrested A man from Shelby County early Sunday morning, 38-year-old Kyle Christopher Archibald of Erling, was arrested at around 1:30 a.m. Sunday on charges of OWI second offense and failure to hold a driver's license. The charges stem from a traffic stop on Highway 71 near the intersection with Highway 44. Archibald was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. His preliminary hearing will take place February 27th. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Saturday of 52-year-old Robert Atkinson of Atlantic. Atkinson was taken into custody on charges of public intoxication and criminal trespassing. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance in front of the magistrate. And an Atlantic man was cited Saturday following a collision at 8th and Plum Streets. Officials say a vehicle driven by Joshua Wagner of Atlantic was traveling west on 8th Street at around 12:45 p.m. when he attempted to stop at a stop sign and began sliding into the intersection, hitting a vehicle owned by Sharon Tanner of Omaha. No injuries were reported. Wagner was cited for operating without a valid registration, failure to maintain control or reduce speed, and no proof of financial liability. Damage from that crash amounted to $1,900. And an accident Friday evening in the 900 block of 7th Street here in Atlantic caused $13,000 damage. Officials say vehicles driven by Delisa Ware of Sioux City and Jody Russell, or Russell of Griswold, were traveling south on 7th Street at around 5:30 p.m. when Ware slowed for a non-contact vehicle in front of her. When Russell failed to slow in time, her vehicle hit the rear of Ware's vehicle. A passenger in Russell's vehicle was checked for injuries by a medevac ambulance crew but found to be uninjured. Russell was cited for failure to reduce speed. A man wanted on a warrant for domestic abuse, serious assault, was taken into custody last Friday after being tracked down by the Guthrie County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit. According to reports, at around 8 p.m. Friday, authorities responded to a residence where it was thought 36-year-old David Michael Hunt Jr. would be found. When they arrived, officials discovered Hunt Jr. had escaped out the back window of the home and fled on foot. Officers of the Guthrie County Police Department and deputies of the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office coordinated their efforts to locate the man with the aid of the sheriff's K-9 unit. About 45 minutes later, they tracked Hunt Jr. into a timber area in the northern part of Guthrie Center. A perimeter was established with the assistance of the Iowa State Patrol and the Iowa DOT's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division. And within minutes, the K-9 Rage and his partner found Hunt Jr. and took him into custody. Hunt Jr. was being held without bond in the Guthrie County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Anita woman had been arrested last Wednesday on a warrant for leaving the scene of a motor vehicle accident. 24-year-old Sydney K. Darling was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $300 bond. Last Thursday, 36-year-old Eric Jason Ostrander of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Ostrander was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was released later that day on his own recognizance. On Saturday, 27-year-old Tanner Paul Preston of Atlantic was arrested by Cass County deputies on a charge of OWI first offense. Preston was taken to the Cass County Jail and released that same day on his own recognizance. And 31-year-old Zachary Allen Frank of Atlantic was arrested last Saturday on a charge of driving while barred. Frank was taken to the Cass County Jail and also released later that same day on his own recognizance. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Fed Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says that if the economy keeps improving, the Fed will take further measured steps to reduce the support it's providing through monthly bond purchases. In her first public comment since taking over the top Fed job last week, Yellen said she expects a great deal of continuity with her predecessor, Ben Bernanke. She signaled that she supports his view that the economy is strengthening enough to withstand a pullback in stimulus, but that rates should stay low to fuel further growth. Her comments are being delivered to a House committee. Officials in Georgia are promising that things will be different when rain, sleet, and freezing rain is expected to start falling today. 2 weeks ago, a lack of preparation for an ice storm left many people stranded in their vehicles and kids stuck at school overnight or on their buses. State officials say salt trucks and snow plows are ready to do the job and some 900 regional flights have been canceled. But many residents, especially in the Atlanta area, say they're not taking any chances and they're staying home. And she retired from films more than 60 years ago at the age of 21, but Shirley Temple is still one of the best-known child actresses. Shirley Temple Black died last night at her home in San Francisco. She was 85. The dimpled, curly-haired girl made her film debut in 1932 at the age of 3. She made scores of films during her Hollywood career and won the hearts of Depression-era era moviegoers. News time is 8:10.
I told you this house was too good to be true. We haven't even been here a month, and the furnace won't start, the toilet keeps backing up, and the bathtub has a constant drip.
I told you I will fix everything this weekend.
No, that's what you said last weekend before the toilet broke. And remember the last time you tried to fix the furnace? Yeah, the fire department had to come, and we were the laughing stock of the whole town. Seriously, if you don't call Bob today, I'm going to stay with my parents.
Hi, this is Bob at Jacobson Plumbing and Heating. You're local train dealer in Fontenelle. Let me help you keep the fire burning in your marriage and not in your basement by completing all those honey-do lists for you. No job is too big or small when it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing. Just call me at 1-877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral announcements, Earl Christian Clausen, age 62 of Adair, died Friday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Memorial services for Earl Clausen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Charles Burton Summers, age 76 of Harlan, died Friday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Charles Summers will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Daisy Marie Schmidt, age 90, of Audubon, died February 1st at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Daisy Schmidt will be held today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Margaret Adkins, age 85, of Dexter, died Saturday. Funeral services for Margaret Adkins will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Dennis Meyer, age 70, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dennis Leroy Meyer will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. James Morris Burnt, age 63, of Harlan, a former AHST high school teacher, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. Funeral services for James Burnt will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Wesley Dumdye, age 82, of Manila, died Sunday at the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. Funeral services for Wesley Dumdye will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Jerry Sorensen, age 74, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jerry Sorensen will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ruby Kinzer, age 91, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Ruby Kinzer will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Keith Kirkman, Sr., age 88, of Messina, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Keith Kirkman, Sr. are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.